Archbishop Chailey, the message for this year's World Day of Communications, Truth, Proclamation and Authenticity of Life in the Digital Age. Can you tell us, first of all, why the choice of this theme for this year?
As you know, during the past years, the Holy Father, through his message, was touching other aspects of communication. And I think that this year is really underlining some fundamental aspects of communication itself. Because again and again, the Holy Father is recalling us that communication is an action, an activity of the human person to communicate with other human persons. And certainly in such a communication, the human person must be a real human person. And this is why the Holy Father is inviting to be authentic and following the truth. And so I think that in this way, we are invited to recall and to rediscover the real source of our communication. And this is for every human communication. Why? Because today, for example, there is the great danger, I would say, that we are talking, but without giving a real, serious human content. And we need instead to make that my human person, my human being, is present in my communication activity. And you can perceive also that the Holy Father is touching when the human person is accepting in his heart the gospel. And for sure is rediscovering that also here there is a Christian authenticity. And the Holy Father is talking about a Christian style of communication.
The words he uses, he talks about respectful and discreet Christian presence, doesn't he?
Exactly. There is an attitude. Also, when I am announcing, I am proclaiming the gospel, this must be done always with a great respect for the other person who is listening, who is receiving the message. You know, it is not an assault, I would say, a strong activity. It must be strong as a moment of witness, but must always be discreet as the activity of Jesus.
And yet the difficulty today in internet, in this world which has so many different and confusing sites and places for people to go, it's very difficult to make the church's voice heard.
It is true. This is why also we are trying to find new ways to be present. We think that today the human being needs such a truth, because in his heart there is a perennial longing for truth, I would say for happiness too. But today, through this message, we are rediscovering that there is a Christian style when we approach the world of communication. There is faithfulness to truth. There is authenticity in my human being. There is a way of a discreet and respectful approach. Certainly not hiding what is the truth of the gospel. Not hiding the real values. Not looking for popularity. But certainly giving witness to Jesus, I would say. And so really this message is touching real, deep problems of communication today. But I would say that the message of the Holy Father is positive. Again and again, I'm accustomed to underline that we know the difficulties and the dangers of the web or of the net. But we think that also today the message of the Holy Father is appreciating the great possibilities that the net is offering to the human being for the full development of its personality, to increase a dialogue with other people, to increase such a human relationship with others. And I think that this is new ways that are offered to the human person to increase its capacity to talk with everybody, to be in communion with everybody, and to open the limits of the boundaries of the country and so on and so on. And so I think that the Holy Father is expressing in this message this great positive aspects offered to the human being today to communicate.
Is it true that alongside this message you're also working on a kind of style guide, a document that will suggest ways of communicating on internet as a guide to those many, even Catholic sites, that are not really respectful and discreet?
It is true. I think that such a message is an invitation to reconsider our way, how we are present in the internet. And I think that here the Holy Father is indicating us some attitudes that are, I think, according also to his personal position. The Holy Father is a man of a clear mind and a clear vision, so deeply connected and rooted in the gospel faith, in the gospel truth. But also the Holy Father is underlining the way how we approach people, such a discreet and respectful approach. And I think that these are main guidelines how people in the church has to communicate with the world today.